Hello and welcome to the last of the Really Present podcasts from the Presbyterian Church in Ireland. I'm Will Leach, Christian, Presbyterian, journalist and broadcaster. And guess what? I'm back in the road. Well, I'm off on my travels again. So far, I've been to meet people who are being really present with God in their lives, whether it's in corporate worship or at their home and family life. And now I'm away to meet someone who's really present with God in the world of work. Someone who works at home and in the office. I'm driving up into rural County Antrim to meet Jane.
Christians shouldn't be afraid to say who they are in the workplace. Whilst they know that I'm a Christian, how I act and react and things like that will say a lot about my faith. People will have different views to us in the workplace. One thing people can't really argue with is your story as a Christian. The world of work is so heavily performance-based, and I think sometimes that can creep into the Christian life as well, that we start thinking it's about our performance. My name's Jane Wright. I'm a human resources director for a charity, and we're in my home at the moment because I work in a blended way, some days in the office and some days at home. We're in sort of the middle of County Antrim, a bit in between Antrim, Ballymena and Ballyclare, a bit in the country, but sort of near, about 10 miles from each place. I'm a member of Kilbride Presbyterian Church in Doak, or Ballyclare, I think it's probably really more so Doak. Kilbride is a brilliant congregation. It's a very old church. We are a listed building, but we were predominantly a farming-based community years ago when David and I joined back in 1992. It was quite a rural farming-based community, but there's been a lot of new builds around the congregation, around the church now, and we're really quite a vibrant, bright, big congregation, which is great. Really lovely, really enjoy being part of there. I'm actually an elder in Kilbride Presbyterian as well.
Yes, please. Yeah.
The Wright family consists of Jane and David and Rebecca and Abigail and a newly acquired son-in-law last year. We had a lovely wedding actually out in Rhodes. I'm married to David. David and I met in Ballysillan Youth Club in North Belfast, and we got married in 1990, and we've had two lovely daughters. My eldest daughter's called Rebecca, and the youngest one is called Abigail, and Rebecca was the one who got married last year. Abigail still lives at home with us, just finished university.
Tell me about following Jesus.
Following Jesus for me has been something I feel I've done all my life. I was brought up in really what I would class as a Christian home. My mum was a devout follower of Jesus, my dad not, but very supportive of our faith. So I think from a very young age, I always knew that my mum's faith wasn't enough and I needed Jesus. I was a member of Crumlin Road Presbyterian as a child and Bilston Road Mission Hall because we grew up in North Belfast, and I had some really key people there, a lovely Sunday school teacher and my mum, who were great influences on my life. So I do remember kneeling with my mum in their front room and giving my heart to Jesus. And, you know, that was the start of my faith journey. Of course, like a teenager and a young adult, I went through many years of doubting my faith and constantly rededicating my life to Christ and constantly thinking it was about what I could do for him. And then I've really, hopefully over the years, grown and matured and realised it's not about that, but it's about what he has done for me and does for me every day. Well, this is my office, where it all happens every day, where I work and take calls, go to meetings, speak to people, I do a lot of work on teams.
I've actually now been working. I was actually out with friends at the weekend, and the celebration was that we have been working. We met 40 years ago when we went into the world of work together. That sounds like an absolute dinosaur, I know. I started my career off in Royal Insurance as a clerk, in fact, as an accounts clerk, but it was through working in the insurance business in the corporate world that I eventually trained into the world of HR. And that's been my main discipline over the past 40 years. So I had quite an extensive career in the corporate world. The opportunity to come up with the charity that I now work for really struck with their values. And I've been there for now 15 years, just loving every minute of it.
Hi there, Jane Wright speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, Jane. I've just got a little trouble with my car.
Predominantly, I work 2 to 3 days at home every week, or 2 to 3 days in the office, just depending on business need. I work with a fantastic team. I look after the HR training and volunteering functions of the company. We really look at ourselves as a support function to support our staff to do what they do every day, because they do a very challenging work frontline. And we look at ourselves to support our staff and our managers to try to do that to the best of their ability.
How do you approach the fact that you are the believer in that workplace?
I think for me, I try to keep it quite simplistic, because I think, you know, Christians shouldn't be afraid to say who they are in the workplace. And I hope that I do that in a respectful way. One of our old ministers, George Moore, would have always said, you know, that out of 100 people, one person will read the Bible and 99 will read the Christian. And that sort of thought always stuck with me, that, you know, we're predominantly in a secular workplace where most of my colleagues love them as I do, but most of them aren't believers. And whilst they know that I'm a Christian, how I act and react and things like that will say a lot about my faith. Because you get very little, we're so busy in work, you get very little opportunity to actually sit down and actually have a detailed theological conversation. I actually don't really think the workplace is that we're there to work. So I'm very aware that people will judge you either correctly or incorrectly by how you are in the workplace, how you act, react, the sort of person you are. And that always kind of weighs quite heavy on me, but I still think it's always a lovely opportunity as well. And a lovely reminder just that, you know, we can be a witness for Jesus even when we're not actually physically saying anything about Jesus or speaking out openly about him. What we do is probably nearly more important, because it says a lot about who we are.
Hiya, Jane. Just wondering if we can have a chat, please, about the upcoming volunteer events.
Yeah, no problem at all, Elaine. Have you got all the stuff ready yet and booked in and cakes booked and all that sort of stuff? Yes.
Yeah, so just in the middle of organising the 3 events, location.
I think we as Christians sometimes get the whole thing of grace. You know, we get it with our salvation. We know we're saved by grace and it's not of ourselves. But I think then sometimes we find our journey of sanctification a little bit different, in that we think it's all about our effort. Whereas I've come, as I've got older and a bit more mature in the Christian faith, I've come to realise that that same grace that saved us is the same grace I need every day to live out my Christian life. So the more I stop trying to actually be a good Christian and just start trying to let the Holy Spirit work through me, I think it makes it a bit of a difference for me anyway, because, you know, I'm only human. I'm not perfect. And, you know, it's just being able to depend more and more on the Holy Spirit day by day, changing me to be more like Jesus. And I think that then washes out into your everyday Christian life, because those rough edges are sort of broken off. And hopefully we come across, and hopefully I come across more sincere and genuine in my endeavours when I'm not trying so much to do it my own strength, but just trying to let God actually work through me.
Make it real, live it, don't perform it.
Yeah, absolutely. The world of work is so heavily performance-based, even in the charity sector, you know. I mean, it's so easy to just be thinking always about our output, what we're doing. That was very much the case when I worked in the corporate world. And I think sometimes that can creep into the Christian life as well, that we start thinking it's about our performance, then we start trying harder, and then we start getting so disappointed because we haven't done as well as we thought we should have done. And we get that sense of guilt and shame that the evil one's always trying to weigh us down with. And this is a lesson I think I'm still learning. You know, I'm not there yet, but I think for me, it is really learning to try to make my walk with Christ my priority in life. And I think that if I do that, and if we do that as Christians, then naturally he starts to shape and to mould us into his likeness. Sometimes it's hard to win arguments, and I think sometimes we need to steer away from the arguments. People will have different views to us in the workplace, and they'll have very strong views about things, and you know, we need to respect other people's views. We might not have to agree with them, but we need to respect that people are coming from a different position from us sometimes. And actually, sometimes I think it sharpens me as a Christian to not only just hear Christian views, but to hear other world views that are out there, which is great. But I think one thing people can't really argue with is your story as a Christian.
One of Jane's stories is about a time of trial for her family, a time when one of them was quite ill for quite a long time, although much better now. Times like that can go to work with you.
That really did rock me, and it sort of, you know, you bring your whole self to work, and, you know, colleagues did notice, and I was very grateful for the support and the love and attention that my colleagues gave me, whether they were Christians or not. But I found that it actually gave me some really unique opportunities, because in just being that kind of real, authentic self, and people asking you, Jane, how are you coping? This is awful. I don't know how you're functioning every day. It was just a wonderful wee opportunity just to share the fact that, well, I wouldn't really be coping the way I am if I hadn't my faith, if I hadn't people in my church family and my home praying for me. And sometimes you could just sort of see people taking a breath and sort of going, right? And kind of, like, they didn't lead into any really deep theological conversations, but I think it was just, I felt it was a really lovely way, because people can't question your own story, because it's your story and how God is working through you and supporting you through that. Keep our walk with God our primary focus in life. I was thinking about the story of Peter and John healing the guy at the beautiful gate, and about how the Sanhedrin pulled them in and were questioning them about what they'd done. And these ordinary, quite failed, flawed, broken human beings, the Sanhedrin, the bit that really struck me was that they took note that these guys had been with Jesus. And I think for a Christian getting into the workplace, again, it's maybe stopping to try. My advice would be, and it's only what I've learned over the years, is maybe to stop trying to have all the right answers to all the right questions, because actually, quite often we don't have the answers, but we do have Christ. And I think if we as Christians make our walk with Christ our primary priority, we will walk into the will of God if that encounter with Jesus, like Peter and John, becomes so real in our lives. People will take note that we have been with Jesus, and that's the work of the Holy Spirit there. So that's not about our effort, it's about his effort. Do we as Christians need to learn that lesson, to step into what Christ has already done for us? We have everything we need in Christ. I think we need that confidence to know that. That doesn't mean we're not going to face challenges. That doesn't mean that we have to hide what we feel in the workplace. Our views are every bit as important. Our beliefs are every bit as important and equal to everyone else's in the workplace. But we need to have the confidence to express them in a respectful and a beautiful way, to hold that tension between grace and truth together, even in the workplace, to model Christ. And I think we do that best when we let the Holy Spirit do that through us.
My thanks to Jane Wright for telling me about her life and her work. And thanks too to the Crockhart family, the worshippers at First Ballymena, and to Helen Thorne Allinson, all the people we've enjoyed meeting in this podcast series. And be encouraged. They've all taught us that being really present with God means allowing him to be really present with us, everywhere we go, all the time. I'm Will Leach. Till our next time, bye-bye.